The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
If you wanted to hear from Barack Obama last night, it would have cost you somewhere between 160 quid and $2,000. Now, for $2,000, admittedly, you did get a picture with him. But nonetheless, that was the kind of range of prices to get into the Three Arena to see him last night. Among the people who put their hands in their pockets was our own Henry McKean. Which ticket did you go for, Henry? Did you go for the $2,000?
Well, I have to say, I was given a complimentary ticket. I need to be honest about that. I didn't pay for my ticket, but I was very tempted to pay the €2,000 because you got to meet and greet the president. I just didn't have the spare $2,000 to do it. A packed house.
You should have tapped up Bobby Kerr.
I should have. I mean, I totally understand why people wanted to have a picture of Barack Obama in their office, if they had an office. Probably put mine in the loo. Anyway, but last night, 7,500 paid people were there. And it really was quite an interesting evening. Even getting in, heavy security, patted down twice. He started the show. It wasn't a show. It felt like a show. It felt like a rock concert. There were video clips of his campaign. And when he was here in 2011, his speech in College Green, which I did go to with 100,000 people. And back then, that was free. But he did talk about Gaza, and he was quite open about that. Sometimes when he was chatting to Fintan O'Toole, he spoke in riddles, because presidents, ex-presidents, have to be careful not to upset the current administration.
Do they? In the modern era? Is that not out the window with everything else?
I mean, even Fintan O'Toole said, we're not going to talk about the T word. That was the closest they got talking about Trump. He said no military rationale to continue to pummel what is an already broken Gaza. And he said kids were starving and both sides needed to acknowledge each other's history. And also, Thursday night was the freedom of the city, but lots of independent councillors did boycott that over that 2015 $38 billion Israel aid package. But anyway, here is Barack discussing Gaza with Fintan O'Toole. No drama, Obama.
Right now, it is unacceptable to ignore the human crisis that is happening inside of Gaza. And it is necessary for us to insist that both sides have to find a path in which a Palestinian state and autonomy exists side by side with a secure Israel. It may not be possible to do immediately, but when I hear either side somehow pretend as if, and by the way, it doesn't require any of us to suggest that there's some perfect symmetry between the two, because that's also a trap we fall into. Well, what about this, and what about that, and that's worse than that, and this. The starting point should be, how do we break the cycle? And that requires a certain level of courage, but it also requires an acknowledgement among all of us, whether it's the Troubles, whether it's racial conflict in America, or the deadly long-running tragedy in the Middle East. It requires each of us to look at ourselves squarely and recognize that we have been part of this tragedy, that our actions are not always perfect or blameless. Just that much acknowledgement is the starting point to breaking the cycle. And unfortunately, oftentimes, the leadership, the politicians, they have a vested interest in maintaining the notion that it is simply us and them, and it's their fault, because that helps keep them in power. And it's a cynical game, and I watched it throughout my presidency, and I was not always popular in that region because I would call them on it. I think it's fair to say that me and the Prime Minister of Israel, who's still there, were not the best of friends. We did not always get along. And I have no... And Hamas's vicious approach to trying to solve a problem that puts all their people at risk is the height of cynicism that I reject as one.
I remember a long time ago, Henry, interviewing Barack Obama's speechwriter, and he said that when he wrote his early speeches for him, he said, go away and listen to Miles Davis and find me some pauses, find me some silence. You'd kind of hope he'd find a little fewer of the pauses and the silence. How long did that go on?
That particular answer went on probably all in about 10 minutes. The actual night was an hour and a half. And yeah, lots of very intelligent, long questions from Fintan O'Toole and some lots of long, intelligent answers. But, you know,
was
lots
any of it interesting?
Well, this was the thing. It was different. And I basically, we got a text. I'm just going to quickly read this to you. Basically, there were some powerful messages, but overall, I felt it was a bit too abstract. I would have liked to hear more questions about his time in power, Charlie Kirk, Biden, the future of the Democratic Party. Those things didn't come up. Jimmy Kimmel came up in a roundabout way. He said people who are oppressors would go after storytellers, comics, and artists. So that's basically what he was saying about Jimmy Kimmel when it comes to the issues this week about pregnant women and taking painkillers. He said that expert studies sometimes, experts would be, you know, looking over it for years and years and then tell the world, actually, there's no issue here. It does not cause autism. And then some person in their basement just puts something up online and makes it look the same. So he did try and discuss stuff that was going on now, but he did it in a roundabout way. He even mentioned the Gulf of Mexico about an oil spill, and then he paused because obviously Trump now calls it the Gulf of America. So he had that charisma, that perfect comic timing. He was like some sort of brilliant rock star rapper and such a good speaker, brilliant speaker. And he did mention Steve Bannon by name, saying he flooded the zone with lies and no one knows what's real anymore. So I found that really quite interesting. And the crowd that was there, the crowd, I suppose, looked like you and me. And they were
handsome. Charming. Yeah, well, a pleasure to be around. Tall, well, all those
things,
dark.
All those things, except that obviously Obama oozed all the charisma. He mentioned even, you know, being born in America and how he had to prove that he was American. And then he mentioned Kenya. And then there was a big cheer from the back because the Kenyans are in the house. So there were obviously people from all over the place, but it was mainly white, middle class, wealthy, stylish people in the crowd. So it was a...
You were right at home.
So I felt a little bit uncomfortable that most people in the room were, how do I be diplomatic?
Able to pay between 160 and $2,000 to hear Barack Obama rattle on for an hour and a half.
To use that 1980s phrase, yuppies, even though no one uses the word yuppies anymore. And Fintan did start off a little bit nervous, but he found his way. He did get there with those open, very, very open questions. Anyway, here is Ronan McGreevy from the Irish Times giving his review.
Leaving aside the substance, the style of him, the way he... You couldn't hear a pin drop in the house. He just is such a marvelous orator. Still has it. He still has the ability to mesmerize people with his oratory, the way he talks, and of course, there's the substance of it. Is a sort of, I think there's a nostalgia element of a lot of this here tonight. I think a lot of people are remembering the, you know, hope and change.
Days.
Of the, you know, the of his election in 2008 and 2012. He spoke very well tonight, very much in generalities about where we're going as a species rather than talking specifically about any issues related to American policy, American politics. It's interesting he never mentioned the word Trump once. In fact, neither did Fintan O'Toole. He just described it as the T word. But he did say that we are in great danger. He was sounding alarm bells about democracy and about the erosion of democracy. He talked about how, when he was president of the United States, that things like the Justice Department and the, he could trust the military. They were not political organizations. They did what they were asked to do because they'd sworn an oath to the Constitution. I get the impression he's basically saying that what the system that works in America at the moment isn't doing that.
It's a very diplomatic way of saying he didn't say a whole pile, I get the sense. What was the audience reaction to all this?
Well, yeah, I remember seeing John Major years ago, and John Major did not hold back, and he would just say it how it was and discuss everything, and he would be clear. And you're right, even, you know, talking about social media, it's hard to distinguish what is true and what is not. But yeah, the audience, Anton, were really quite mixed on it. And remember, they had paid a lot of money to see the former president, and there was a lot of ladies in the crowd, and he didn't discuss Michelle.
Don't use that tone around me, Henry.
but there was definitely a kind of Nelson Mandela aura around him.
I mean, it's a privilege to be in the same room as him. I'm not a very political person.
You're not a political person, but you came along to see Barack Obama chat to Fintan O'Toole for an hour and a half.
That's amazing. I'd have loved to have heard a bit more kind of personal stuff about what life is like for him now after the White House.
Very good.
What did you like about it?
Well, actually, he said all the things that I was thinking.
All the things that you were thinking?
Mostly, yeah. So I agreed with him 70 to 80% of the time.
What did you think of tonight?
I really enjoyed it. I'm from America, but I live here now.
And what did you take from some of the points he made? He talked about lots of different things. Gaza, environmental change, the T word came up.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought he was a great speaker, and I really liked his take on cynicism, and it definitely instilled a bit of hope in me.
So hope, as he used to say, hope we can believe in. It's still there.
Yes, I believe that.
And he was very charismatic, wasn't he?
Yes, very charismatic.
He was absolutely fabulous, an inspirational leader. Common sense, clear, intelligent, articulate, wonderful to listen to.
What did you think of Barack Obama?
I wasn't that impressed, to be honest. I just didn't find it interesting.
Did you want it to be more current? Did you want him to open up more about what's going on in the States at the moment?
Absolutely. More current, more up to date. More realistic.
Do you think he was walking a tightrope? Former presidents don't want to offend the current president.
Probably, and steer clear of a lot of the issues that should have been addressed. That I thought when I come in here, that's what I thought I would, that's what I expected him to talk about.
I'll tell you what, Henry, if you paid $2,000, you wouldn't be excited.
Well, I would have been very excited. I'd have been buzzing if I'd have met him.
Henry, thanks very much. Henry McKean there reporting from the Three Arena last night, where Barack Obama was in conversation with Fintan O'Toole.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.